the procedure for the input of the cars, improving the cars and making sure that they're not going to, you know, nothing's going to be contaminated, is the same in all the locations across the country. It doesn't vary. They're not more, it's not a higher standard in California in terms of what Copart does internally. They do the same thing in Wisconsin that they do in California in terms of how the cars are processed. So California has got very high standards in terms of what it's going to improve and how what you can do and how that works. Their laws do that. But our procedures are able to meet that standard. So the procedures don't vary by state.
May I follow on with one question to Alderman Nelson? Is that okay to Alderman? You've heard what's presented at this point. I assumed at the beginning that you were opposed to it. Are you still opposed to it, or did I assume it correctly?
Well, we like to come up with facts. I am definitely going to take a trip to the Milwaukee site and check out what the Milwaukee site's doing before I go either way with this. I understand the bringing that other separate little piece there, and that that was another part of this buffer that won't no longer exist. So it wasn't just my coming up here today. It wasn't just to hear about that one rezoning. It's also about that one plot. But I'm still not crazy about it. And maybe it's just because I don't want to see that type of stigma attached to this area.
Alderman Dandrea.
Just to add on to what Alderman Nelson started to talk about, I have fielded probably half a dozen calls from constituents with someone has an impression that this is a junkyard. Okay, and also these individuals are afraid to come here because of the current situation, so they're not here to voice their opinion. I'm sure also Mr. Nelson, I know Alderman Nelson has gotten similar calls, maybe a dozen calls in totality, okay, of a misconception of the type of process in the business. It's a small number compared to the population of 36,000 that the city has. But sometimes the minority is the loud minority. And so we've got to try to feel through it, but we also have to have our facts. It'll be interesting to go see the facility, but it's also under construction. It's not even open yet.
I still like to see the layout.
It's near the Brown Deer Road. There's a Costco near there, up on that.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I know. So I'm very familiar with Brown Deer. Let me call it that way. Worked there for 25 years. So I just want to let the commission know that yes, we fielded phone calls and concerns, and as this recommendation of any or the decision goes to the Common Council, we'll have more detail as we move forward.
Commissioner Leon.
So during the time when we had the address, I just took a look at it on Google Maps. I would also prefer to see it firsthand before making a recommendation to the council. Is it possible to table this before until a later plan commission meeting rather than make a recommendation tonight?
Yes.
And that's what I would recommend.
Mr. City Attorney? You don't see any issue with it?
Okay. Not legally.
Mr. Martinez, you don't see any issue?
There's no time frame for the rezoning.
Do we need a...
Next meeting?
A motion to table.
Is there a motion to refer this back to staff to add the condition to make sure that the 8-foot fence extends to the eastern, to the southern edge of the eastern boundary of the R2 zoning area, and to allow staff and commissioners time to review the Milwaukee site?
Okay, hold on, because we have the rezoning and we have the site plan.
We'll just table the site plan.
Table the rezoning and site.
Can I just ask
Commissioner Hogan?
Just
for explanation, the two gentlemen, or the one gentleman in the back, are you thinking that we're going to vote to that M2? That M2 is there, it was voted for. Am I correct on that?
That M2 exists, yes.
That exists already. That can't be.
Yeah, that's what I was inquiring about. Yeah.
Right. I thought, so you're saying that you were against that M2.
I was going to ask, why would that have to be changed to M2? I don't know that.
Okay, it's there. I just want him to know that we're not voting on that.
Okay.
Mayor, another comment.
Yep.
We have the natural resource special exception that is also for the copper site.
Right. We'll just table all of that. So is there a motion to table the site plan, the rezone, and the natural resource special exception to the next meeting? Mr. City Attorney.
Off the top of my head, is there a time limit on the NRSC? Because I'm vaguely recalling if Plan Commission doesn't act in some period of time, the council then can hold the public hearing.
We can take it up. I don't
know.
Which
isn't the deadline other than public hearing, depending upon
this
the
is
time.
Marianne. There is no timeline.
Okay.
All right, we can table all of it. Commissioner Leone.
I would prefer to table out further simply because our next meeting is still this month, and based on CDC and state guidelines, the Safer at Home recommendations are still in place through the 24th, which is the day after our next Plan Commission meeting. As I look at my calendar, please correct me if I'm wrong, May the 7th is the first one after that, and then May the 21st, who knows how the guidelines are going to go. The aldermen and others who want to go see the site would have the opportunity to do it before the May 7th meeting. So I don't think going to just the next Plan Commission meeting would allow enough time.
Agreed.
I would go probably not even the one after that, but to the May 21st, just based on current situation.
Is there a second on the motion to table item C1, C2, and...
I think there's some comment questions.
And D1 to May 22nd. Is that 22nd?
Can we? May 21st.
21st. Is there such a motion?
Well,
let's do this right.
I'll move that we move it to no earlier than May 21st.
Is there a second? Is there a second? Okay, motion dies due to lack of second.
I'll second it, but I'd like to comment too. Sorry.
But, you know, I asked three times, and if you're sitting on your hands, you're sitting on your hands. Motion died. Mr. Mills.
My only request.
To make it again, but.
My only request just was some of the timing. I think Copart could certainly facilitate, and I appreciate the stay-at-home orders, and you know, we all can be very thoughtful of that. I think Copart could certainly facilitate a tour, or we could get somebody on it's an open construction site, so there wouldn't be any issues once we're at the facility and inspecting it. We do have some deadlines as it relates back with the section of the piece in the center that we have under contract. We own 30 of the 44 acres right now. I want to make sure we're being fair to our sellers here too that we're working with. And also Copart as they're trying to get geared up, and there's still quite a bit of engineering and other things that will have to happen to get into construction season. If there's any way, and I appreciate Alderman Nelson's concerns that maybe the next 2 weeks from now, because that's still in April, pretty tough. If we could at least do the May 7th, that would be very helpful, and I think allow us to try and stay a little bit on task here. But we'll work diligently with Copart to make sure at everybody's convenience, if we want to get on site and look at it, that would work.
Yeah. Okay, is there a motion in regard to this matter?
I would move, based on the comments of Mr. Mills, to table this until May the 7th to allow that time and to work with the sellers of the residential properties to the east.
Again, we're looking at C1, C2, and D1.
So moved.
Second it. Discussion on motion. Alderman Morrow.
So, this is the comments regarding site plan. I'd like the applicant to, we talked one time about the Continental Divide. I need to make sure that all the site plans, everything is very clear for that continuity. I looked through here, I didn't see it at first glance, but it needs to be on every sheet so that if we were to get audited by the state DNR, I can pull out any sheet, show where that continental divide is and how they're in compliance and so forth. So I would make that comment. I'm willing to table it for one meeting, but I'd like to see resubmittal showing all that information.
Yeah, and to Glenn's comment, the continental divide, and a little inaccurate, but it splits the site right here, which gets really complicated, which where stormwater goes. And I know John, the site engineer on the phone, could probably address that. I know that they've been very thoughtful, and that's been on the forefront of their mind, but certainly it should be addressed on engineering.
So it's going to have some scatter effects, too. So when you talk about landscaping and irrigation, you cannot use Lake Michigan water to irrigate on the Mississippi sidewater. So you have to think about bringing trucks in or something to make that happen.
You know what? That's not germane to the question.
Well, you're telling the site plan.
You know what? It ain't germane to the question. All those in favor of the motion to table, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you guys on the phone. Motion carries. Move on to item C3, Aspen Wrestling Academy. This is a special use and site plan. This is a public hearing. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Notices are being given that the Planning Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 9, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter. The matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9298 Commission Road, Franklin, Wisconsin. To hear public comment regarding an application by Benjamin M. Aspen, Aspen Wrestling Academy, LLC, Aspen Properties, LLC, property owner, for a special use under standard title number 79999, amusement and recreation services, not elsewhere classified, to allow for a wrestling academy gymnasium and instruction use in an existing custom auto body and paint shop building, which will be converted into an Aspen Wrestling Academy gymnasium upon property zone N1 Limited Industrial District, located at 9760 South 60th Street. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15.3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15.3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15.9.0103, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed Special Use Resolution transport is available and offers for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Limit Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, through normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide in. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
So, Valenti Classics went out of business. They were the classic car company for the stars. They built classic cars for everybody in Hollywood. No longer there. By Poplars. And so evidently this has been purchased by a wrestling star and wants to teach wrestling in the evenings.
Yes. From 5:30 to 9, Monday to Thursday, and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
And there's nobody here to talk about this. And no app.
Mr. Aspirin, are you in the phone?
Can we still talk on this one?
This one, yes.
Yeah. Wrestling one?
Yeah.
Okay. I did receive a phone call from the neighboring property, Condor Aviation, and we'll enter that into the record. She has some strong concerns about traffic flow, especially since 60th Street has no parking on it, and there's very limited parking on this site. She does not wish her property be a parking lot for the neighboring property. She has concerns about truck traffic on 60th Street and on her property, since her property's been grandfathered to allow truck backing from 60th Street onto her property. She gets FedEx and UPS and other deliveries in the early evening. She does not know what the schedule is for the wrestling academy, and she's concerned that there'll be kids and cars while she's trying to get FedEx in and out of there. Semis. FedEx semis.
Thank you.
She's concerned about cross traffic trying to use her property to get around. There's only 14 parking spots. So she has strong concerns about that. Also, what's not apparent to all of us is fire station number 2 is there. That's being used currently for special operations. I don't want to say much more, but we're in the middle of a condition. There's ambulances constantly with parking, no parking. I want lines on both sides of the street waiting to get in there. So at any rate, that's my 2 cents on this. So with that, this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Is anyone wishing to speak? Alderman Nelson.
Thank you. I spoke with the owners of Condor Aviation. They're also Franklin residents. So they're Franklin residents and Franklin business owners. And just what the mayor said is exactly what I was going to say, but he said it, of course, better,
more
eloquently. And they have those concerns. They have those issues. They are, in my opinion, they are legitimate. And you know, when they are talking about their concerns and how to adjust them, you have to spray their mayor. You start spraying.
Spray her.
And I said the same. I'm just going to echo what the mayor said. That they, you know, if there's some way that they could actually separate that back lot, and that was, I guess, you know, the owners of Condor, that's, they kind of came up with a solution to somehow make some sort of separation or divider, and that was it. But that was their concerns. So exactly what the mayor said. Thank you.
I don't know what you do with only 14 spots. Alderman Dandrea.
Yeah. Public
hearing.
Oh yeah. Still.
Anyone else from the public wishing to speak? I did open it. Yes.
Yeah.
I made a loud noise too.
Alderman Nelson.
About 40 seconds ago.
You didn't name him.
I did. Ask Regulo.
You could ask 2 more times if there's anyone else.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Since no one rises, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Commissioner Alderman Dandrea.
Regulo, is that an intended pass-through behind the building? Is there an easement that is designed there to...
So can you address that?
Yeah, Mary is in the phone that work on the report for this project. Mary, are you on the phone?
She left.
Marion?
Sorry, I was on mute. I don't believe there is a reported easement there.
So, but there is a thoroughfare, a through section back
yes,
there.
Yes, there is.
Oh, okay. Must be for emergency use of some kind, but I'm sure anybody uses that back in there.
But it's private property.
Regular, what were the hours again?
Monday to Thursday. From 5:30 to 9 p.m., right?
Okay.
And Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Yeah.
That's one of the arguments.
In his application, did he say how many attendants may be in a class at a certain time?
30, I thought.
Up to 30?
Marion, do you have that information?
Not off the top of my head. I'm going to go look.
Because then if they're going to have possibly up to 30 attendants, they won't have enough parking to be able to address the potential demand. I'd like to know if we've got that answer.
Can't hear you.
No, she's looking.
40 students. Class sizes are capped at 40 students, only one class conducted at a time.
How many are in the
Multiple class? Classes will be conducted each evening.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay. I don't know how this is going to work.
There's another consideration that, frankly, as a city, we haven't brought this up in 150 years. Is this an appropriate use for an industrial park?
No.
So we have a different spot for it?
Commissioner Leon.
So a couple of questions, and then if I might talk about the last point you just made. First question, I just want some clarification from Alderman Nelson. Mentioned something about the neighboring property and them coming up with a plan to stop the backup. Did I understand that right? Was their concern about the backing up addressed by what you said with some sort of plan for that, or did I mishear that?
I think the miscommunication may have been simply what I received from Condor Aviation was that their back lot, they didn't want to have this overflow nonstop because of the lack of spots. So Condor wanted, you know, basically to put a divider in between the two just so they could have more of a defined separation. That's the only feedback I have, and the only thing is, again,
they want that. There is no proposal to do that, correct?
There's no proposal. Okay. It was just in talking with them.
Okay.
Regulo, can you go back a slide, please? Condor Aviation. Truck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Truck pulls up and then backs in.
Right. Yeah.
That's blind backing.
Yeah.
If you got cars waiting here to go here,
yeah,
that's not a good situation. Right here is fire station right. Two.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about next. I mean, so things going on in the world now aren't going to go on forever. But is there the possibility or the likelihood of training with fire department equipment, trucks, whatever, going on? They could have similar issues with traffic flow in that area.
Who can? I don't
right.
Know.
Okay.
For the files.
Last, I guess, comment to you, what you said about use of industrial park. You know, when you go to industrial park, you have Altius gymnastics, you have various grandma's house and other facilities that go into vacant properties. So I think that that's not an uncommon use of it. And I think you mentioned that. We haven't really addressed it in however many years, but it seems to me in industrial parks, not just in Franklin, that when the property is vacant and they can get a business in, they will use it for purposes that are outside of the explicit industrial. I don't know, the city attorney could probably address that better than I can, but it doesn't seem to me to be all that uncommon for this type of facility in a business park.
I absolutely agree with you. However, it's also healthy for a city to address that and talk about it every once in a while.